welcome to Come All Ye on Community Radio 2MCE. I'm Bruce Cameron, and this is a program of folk music, starting off with a Melbourne, mostly a cappella, four-piece group called Kokyol. This is a song penned by Robert Burns called To the Weavers, Gin Ye Go. And then I'll continue with two tracks from a concert recording by Lilburn Nilsson and Andy Irvin, recorded in Telemark, which is a Norwegian folk festival.
Me heart was in as blithe and free as summer days were lang, but a bonny western weaver laddie got me change my sang. To the weavers gin you go, fair maids, to the weavers gin you go. I read you right, gang near at night, to the weavers gin you go. Me mother sent me to the town to wop the plaiting wild, but the weedy weedy whopping has got me sighing sad. To the weavers gin you go, fair maids, to the weavers gin you go. I read you right, gang near at night, to the weavers gin you go. A bonny western weaver lads at working at his loom, he took my heart to swing and add in every nod and thrum. To the weaver's gin you go, fair maids, to the weaver's gin you go. I read you right, came near at night, to the weaver's gin you go. I sat beside my open wheel and I cut it around, but every shot and every knock we heard it gave a stone. To the weaver's gin you go, fair maids, to the weaver's gin you go. I read you right, came near at night, to the weaver's gin you go. Thrum.
The moon was sinking in the west with visage pale and wan, when my bonny western weaver lord conveyed me through the glen.
To the weaver's gin you go, fair maids, to the weaver's gin you go. I read you right, gang near at night, to the weaver's gin ye go. But what was said or what was done, shame fae me ginna tell. But oh, I fear the kintress soon will ken as with myself. To the weaver's gin ye go, fair maids, to the weaver's gin ye go. I read you right, hang near at night, to the weaver's gin you go. To the weaver's gin you go, fair maids, to the weaver's gin you go. I read you right, hang near at night, to the weaver's gin you go. To the weaver's gin you go, fair maids, to the weaver's gin you go. I read you right, hang near at night,
to the weaver's,
to the weaver's
gin you go.
Ta godt imot Andy Irvine og Lillebjørn Nilsen.
Jevnsten by i staten Illinois i kanten av Chicago. Det traff jeg ei som sång så vent hos Ulla natt og dag. Sulli deg, si du di dulli da, sulli deg, si du di dulli da. Når Charlie hadde sunget blues som deg i Chicago. Når Charlie hadde sunget blues som deg i Chicago. Så svarar hon med slängesten och likar slikta ett lag. sudelidai, sidudududelido, sudelido, sidudududelidai. God kväll, sa ek, var fäck väl deg till denne kant av vära. God kväll, sa ek, var fäck väl deg till denne kant av vära. Jag är upp här, jag jobbar här som första stopp på färra. Sudelidai, sidudududelido, sudelido, sidudududelidai. En jente ifrån Telemark i cowboyboots och kofte. En jente ifrån Telemark med cowboyboots och kofte. På Nevens pub i Sherman Street slik såg en icke ofte. Sudelidai, sidudududelido, sudelido, sidudududelido. Jag bor i Vilmet som du säkert har sett på L-train norr om Skåke. Jag bor i Vilmet som du säkert har sett på L-train norr om Skåke. I kväll är jag fri och jag trivs i en pub med massa ståke. Sudelidai, sidudududelido, sudelido, sidudududelidai. Men kva med deg, sa hon till mig, hon led så ljus och glad hon. Men kva med deg, sa hon till mig, hon led så ljus och glad hon. Jag väntar på en möj som deg, där vantas i Chicago. Sudelidai, sidudududelido, sudelido, sidudududelidai. Evanston by i staden Illinois i kanten av Chicago. Där traff jag ej som sång så vet hos Ulla natt och dag. Sudelidai, sidudududelido, sudelido, sidudududelidai. Sudelidai, sidudududelido, sudelido, sidudududelidai.
Ocean where the stupendous waves roll in thunder and motion, where the mermaid is seen and the fierce tempest gathers to love there in the green, the dear land of our fathers. Will you come, will you, will you, will you come to the bower? Will you come, will you, will you, will you come to the bower? Will you come to the land of O'Neill and O'Donnell, Robert Emmett and Wolfe Tone and the immortal Dan O'Connell, where King Brian drove the Danes and St. Patrick the Vermin, and whose valleys remain still most beautiful and charming? Will you come, will you, will you, will you come to the bower? Will you come, will you, will you, will you come to the bower? You can visit
September, and the story Blackwater, where Owen Roe met Monroe, and his chieftains did slaughter. Where the lambs skip and play on the mossy all over, from these bright golden views to enchanting Ross Trevor. Will you come, will you, come to the bower? Will you come, will you come to the bower? You can visit Dublin City and the fine groves of Blarney, the Bamboyne and Liffey, and the lakes of Killarney, where King Brian drove the Danes and St. Patrick the Vermin, and whose valleys remain still most beautiful and charming. Will you come, will you come to the bower? Will you come, will you come to the bower? Lost land from its slumber, and together we will break chains that long have encumbered. And the air will resound with hosannas to meet you. On the shore will be found gallant Irishmen to meet you. Will you come, will you come to the bower? Will you come, will you come to the bower?
Yes, recorded live in concert. Andy Irvin and Lily Byrne Nilsson, recorded at the Telemark Folk Festival some years ago. An album unambiguously titled Live in Telemark. We just heard Come to the Bower, and before that, Yenta and Chicago. And opening Come All Ye Today, a group from Melbourne called Kokyol, with a Robert Burns song, To the Weavers Gin Ye Go. Good to have you along for Come All Ye again today. Let's hear from the Gloucester Hornpipe and Clog Society. Gloucester, Massachusetts, that is. We'll hear an English capstan shanty called The Rosabella, led, I think, by Diane Taraz, who has some solo albums to her credit as well, but I think she enjoys singing this sort of stuff with the Gloucester Hornpipe and Clog Society. The Rosabella, and then we'll stay in North America to hear the Bucking Mules with Black-Eyed Susiana.
One Monday morning in the month of May,
one Monday morning in the month of May,
I thought I heard the old man say, the Rosabella will sail today. We are
going on board the Rosabella. We are going on board the Rosabella. We're going on board right down to board the saucy Rosabella.
She's a deep water ship with a deep water crew.
She's a deep water ship with a deep water crew.
You can stick to the coast, but we're damned if we do.
On board the Rosabella.
We are
going on board the Rosabella. We are going on board the Rosabella. We're going on board right down to board the saucy Rosabella.
All around Cape Horn in the month of May.
All around Cape Horn in the month of May.
all around Cape Horn. It's a bloody long way
on board the Rosabella. We are going on board the Rosabella. We are going on board the Rosabella. We're going on board right down to board the saucy Rosabella.
Them Yankee girls will make you grieve.
Them Yankee girls will make you grieve.
They'll take all your money and they'll make you leave
on board the Rosabella.
We are going on board the Rosabella.
We are going on board the Rosabella. We're going on board right down to board the saucy Rosabella.
We are going on board the Rosabella.
We are going on board the Rosabella. We're going on board right down to board the saucy Rosabella.
Timey session tune, that one, Black Eyed Susiana, by the Bucking Mules from their self-titled album, a tune they learned from the playing of Fiddlin' John Sharp, who came from Kentucky. For that, Diane Taraz leading the Gloucester Hornpipe and Clog Society in their rendition of the Rosabella, an English chanty, capstan chanty, from their album Liberty. You're listening to Come All Ye with Bruce Cameron on Community Radio 2MCE. Here's the Melrose Quartet, Nancy Kerr and James Fagan, and Jess and Richard Arrowsmith, with a song from their album Make the World Anew. This is one that Nancy Kerr composed called Getting a Rise. It refers, or at least it's inspired by, the travails of the people who were digging the Dartford Tunnel. Go and look it up. Dartford Tunnel. Melrose Quartet getting a rise, and then we'll hear from the Deadlians.
As I was going to Dartford all on a winter's day, those lads of Kent were downward sent with the pilot underway, and we were getting a rise, getting a rise with the T-I-E-I-O. We were getting a rise with the T-I-E-I-O. Well, we were feeling jammy, gone down to 8 hour shifts. Then the foreman cries, you'll be getting a rise every time you take the lift. And we were getting a rise with the T-I-E-I-O. We were getting a rise with the T-I-E-I-O. Well, the crack was up to 90, but the foreman's face was drear. There's industry in the old country, but beggar all happened here. We were getting a rise with the T-I-E-I-O. We were getting a rise with the T-I-E-I-O. And it's, oh, the cruel compressor, and oh, the miner's moans, and oh, the shock of the medical lock when the wind gets in your bones. But we were getting a rise with the T-I-E-I-O. We were getting a rise with the T-I-E-I-O. Getting a rise with the T-I-E-I-O. We were getting a rise with the T-I-E-I-O. Well, love could move a mountain, but we could shift the moon. We'll shovel to hell, then sleep so well we wouldn't wake up till noon. And we were getting a rise with the T-I-E-I-O. We were getting a rise with the T-I-E-I-O. Well, some say digging's lousy, but miners know it's grand. When you're down the hole, you'll bless the soul of the Dartford tunnelling man. And we were getting a rise with the T-I-E-I-O. 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 We were getting a rise. Getting a rise with the T-I-E-I-O.
Come down from the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down over on the mountain, Katie do. I can't hear us calling, Katie Daly. We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew. But our old man Katie came from Tipperary in the pioneering year of 42. Our old man, he was shot in Tombstone City for the making of the rare old Irish tune. Wake up and pay attention, Katie Daly. I'm the judge that's gonna sentence you. And all the boys in court that drank your whiskey and that held the truth, dear Katie, I got some too. Come down over on the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down over on the mountain, Katie Dillon. Oh, can't you hear us calling, Katie Daly? We're roaring down the mountains over you. So off to jail they took poor Katie Daly. But very soon the gates they opened wide. An angel came for poor old Katie Daly and took her far across the great divide. Well, at the golden gates there stood poor Katie. St. Peter said, good brewers, they are few. So step inside the golden gates, good Katie, and start to brew your Irish Mountain Dew. Come down over on the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down over on the mountain, Katie Doon. She'll never more be coming down the mountain, and we never more will drink our Mountain Dew. come down from the mountain, Katy Bailey. Come down from the mountain, Katy Doo. Oh, can't you hear us calling, Katy Daly? We're riding down the mountain over you.
That singer was Sean Fitzgerald, and he was also playing fiddle as he sang. He's a member of a group called the Deadlians from Dublin, basically a pub band, and they're sometimes called the Ruscavellas. So they're a little bit chaotic, and he's not the greatest singer in the world, but he delivers a song quite well, doesn't he? Katy Daly. Before that, a far more polished sound from the Melrose Quartet, and Getting a Rise, Nancy Kerr's composition. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE.
This land, 1908, I thought it the land of the free, but I very soon saw the rich had one law and another for people like me. Well, the times were depressed, the money was hard, I peddled my fish by the sea, while pilgrims of old, fleeing from persecution, landed and thought themselves free. Goodbye to you, my brave comrades. Goodbye to you, Swassel's Lane. Goodbye to North Plymouth. Goodbye, Boston Harbor. I'll never see you again. The Department of Justice is rounding up Reds, and one day on the sidewalk below, Salcedo was found lying crushed on the ground. They said he fell out of a high-story window, and two payroll guards were shot down and killed at the height of this anti-Red Scare. And the powers that be arrested Sacco and me. Now we are facing the chair. Goodbye to you, my brave comrades. Goodbye to you, Swasser's Lane. Goodbye to North Plymouth. Goodbye, Boston Harbor. I'll never see you again. Well, the jury, God help us, what chance did they have when the cruel judge called us low breed? He was heard to declare they should all get the chair. They're Reds, and what more do you need? And for 7 long years we languished in jail while appeals for a retrial were made. And the Madero's confession, it made no impression on Judge Webster Thayer's crusade. Well, a dog that kills chickens you wouldn't convict on the evidence, Judge, that you've heard. But you'll show no concern while these two witches burn for preaching the dangerous word. And your government's judge differ only in name to victimize, trick, and repress. And a change of error and a change of evil is taken by many as progress. Goodbye to you, my brave comrade. Goodbye to you, Swasser's Lane. Goodbye to North Plymouth. Goodbye, Boston Harbor. I'll never see you again. If these things hadn't happened, we would have lived out our lives conversing with scornful men. We might have died alone, unremarked, unknown, failures again and again. But our death and our pain will not be in vain, and your crimes, they will never be blurred. Oh, what makes you think, as you stand on the brink, that you'll always be ruling this world? Goodbye to you, my brave comrades. Goodbye to you, Swasser's Lane. Goodbye to North Plymouth. Goodbye, Boston Harbor. I'll never see you again.
Bruce Molsky is a frequent visitor to this program's playlist, and we heard two tracks from his album, Everywhere You Go. First one, the instrumental called Ayasatera. It's a traditional Madagascan tune. And then the song, Facing the Chair, composed by Andy Irvin, about Sacco and Vanzetti. That album, Everywhere You Go, really highlighting his guitar work. He's a multi-instrumentalist, but mostly guitar on that album, and very good it is too. And now we'd better get busy with the featured album. A little later than usual in the program, introducing it to you, but I hope it'll be worthwhile for you. Alice Allen is a cellist, and Patsy Reed plays fiddle. And their second album in this series is called Strathspey Queens 2. Previous collaboration included a lot of material associated with J. Scott Skinner, Scottish composer. In this one, they're travelling back in time to visit the work of another great Scottish composer, William Marshall. So the original Strats Bay Queens album was inspired by Skinner's own London recording of 1922 and informed this duo's choice of tunes and sets at the time. Without an oral resource for William Marshall, because he lived well before Skinner, indeed he lived from 1748 to 1833, they set about compiling their own selection of melodies and bass lines that captured their imagination. Bass lines, of course, because Alice Allen plays cello. They continue, "There is a huge artistic variety in Marshall's writing, the keys, the bass lines, the character, the emotion. He was a master tunesmith and an expert in many specialisms. Out with music." That means apart from music, out with being a Scottish term. "His genius is not only reflected in the power of his melodies, but by the equally deft craftsmanship of the accompanying bass lines. They serve the tunes, cleverly enhancing whilst never obscuring. Sometimes the tessitura of the bass deliberately matches that of the melodies, and in other magic moments the bass line beds into the lowest, earthiest frequencies of the cello with powerful octaves, the tune soaring blissfully above it." Goodness. Well, after that build-up, I'd better play two tracks, I think. We'll hear, first of all, Strathspey, Mrs. Forsyth's Strathspey of Mortlach, and then Miss Horton Duff, Mrs. George Robertson's reel, and Burnside of Tunnett. So, the featured album is called Strathspey Queens 2. Alice Allen and Patsy Reed play the music of William Marshall.
Thank you.
There we had two tracks from the featured album on Come All Ye Today. It's called Strathspey Queens 2. Comes to us from the cellist Alice Allen and the fiddle player Patsy Reed. And they're playing the music of William Marshall, a Scottish composer, who lived from 1748 to 1833, at a time when the cello was really very popular in Scottish traditional music. We heard, first of all, A. Strathspey, Mrs. Forsyth Strathspey, then a mixed set of tunes, Miss Horton Duff, Mrs. George Robertson's Reel, and Burnside of Tynette. We'll come back to the featured album in just a little while. Right now, we'll hear a song by Kate Burke and Ruth Hazelton. Well, not by them, but from their album called The Bee Loud Glade. A song composed by Sidney Carter called The Crow on the Cradle. Crow on the Cradle was one of a number of songs that Sidney Carter composed in the 1960s. He also composed Lord of the Dance and one that a particular favourite of mine called Sing John Ball. Here's Kate and Ruth with The Crow on the Cradle.
Sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn. Now is the time for a child to be born. He'll laugh at the moon, he'll cry for the sun, and if it's a boy, he'll carry a gun. Sang the crow on the cradle. She goes, sang the crow on the cradle. The crow on the cradle, the black on the white, somebody's baby is born for a fight.
Cradle.
Kate Burke and Ruth Hazelton from their, was it their first album? Might have been, the Be Loud Glade, with a Sidney Carter composition called The Crow on the Cradle, which I seem to recall was sung by Jackson Browne as well, sometime in the dim dark past. He might have even had a hit with it, Crow on the Cradle. I'll take another couple of tracks from one album now. This is Eric Brace and Peter Cooper, whose album is called You Don't Have to Like Them Both, which I think is a rather nice name for an album by two individuals. We'll hear Her Bright Smile Haunts Me Still, probably a mid-19th century American song, slightly haunting, a bit sad. Then a song called Denali Not McKinley. And if you know about your Alaskan geography, which I'm sure you do, you'll know that the highest mountain in the United States is Denali in Alaska. It used to be called Mount McKinley. The local people decided that wasn't really appropriate because it already had a name, Denali. So, two songs, Her Bright Smile Haunts Me Still and Denali Not McKinley, from Eric Brace and Peter Cooper.
It's been a year since last we met. We may never meet again. I have struggled to forget, but the struggle was in vain. For her voice lives on the breeze, her spirit comes at will. In the midnight on the seas, her bright smile haunts me still. In the midnight on the seas, her bright smile haunts me still. I have sailed the falling sky, I have charted hazards path, I have seen the storm arise like a giant in his wrath. Every danger I have known that a reckless life can fill, though her presence is now flown, her bright smile haunts me still. Though her presence bright smile haunts me still. As I gaze upon the deep, her form still greets my sight, while the stars their vigil keep. when I close my aching eyes. Sweet dreams, my memories fill, and from sleep when I arise, her bright smile haunts me still. And from sleep bright smile haunts me still. And from sleep when I arise, her bright smile haunts me still.
Consider yourself told. It's Denali, not McKinley. Denali meaning the great one or the white one or something like that. And before that, a much older song called Her Bright Smile Haunts Me Still. Eric Brace and Peter Cooper, not frequent visitors to the program, but I do like that Denali song. Certainly reminds me of the issues concerning the tallest mountain in mainland Australia. Is it Kosciuszko? Is it Kosciuszko? Or is it really a local word meaning bogong moth? But that's a discussion for another day. Not now. We'll go back to the featured album now for a track from Strathspey Queens 2. Get it right. Alice Allen and Patsy Reed. This is The Duchess of Bedford's Strathspey and Miss Cameron's Reel from Balvenie.
Tandle Hill, me family all worked in the mill. Cotton folks in cotton towns waiting for a payday. The work is gone, the mill shut down. There's nothing much to keep you round. Really starts to get you down with no chance of a payday. Times are poor, there must be more to life, I'm sure. Fighting wolves are from the door with no chance of a payday. Oh no, you never know how far you'll fall. Cause oh no, you never know how deep's the hole. Oh no, you never know how far you'll fall. Cause oh no, you never know how deep's the hole. So how are you supposed to stay?
stay afloat, stacking shelves and selling dope. Really think I'll give up hope, there's no chance of a payday. Oh no, you never know how far you'll fall, 'cause oh no, you never know how deep's the hole. Oh no, you never know how far you'll fall, 'cause oh no, you never know how deep's the hole.
A very interesting trio is that lot. They're called Harp and a Monkey. I've got three of their albums, and you've heard them all on Come All Ye over the last 2 years. We heard a song there called Payday, and I'll read what the group has written about it. They say the main melody is from an old northern song about the challenges and disappointments of living and working in a soul-sapping mill town with nothing to look forward to but your payday. Many of these self-same towns are now blighted by high levels of unemployment with no chance of any kind of a legal payday, and where, somewhat ironically, many would give their right arms for an honest day's work in a mill. They continue, "We couldn't resist writing a reply to the original song from a 21st century perspective. Musically, we think this is the most folk thing we've done." So, Harp and a Monkey. They are Simon Jones, Andy Smith, and Martin Purdy. All their arrangements are very interesting and quite innovative. Haven't heard from the Chieftains for quite a while on the program, so here's an excellent set of tunes called Boil the Breakfast Early. It comes from their 9th album, which is alternatively titled Chieftains 9 or Boil the Breakfast Early. We'll hear that tune. Boil the Breakfast Early, Scotch Mary, and the Chicago Reel.
Little dumb, 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 little d
That's a duo from Melbourne called Noogar, Ruth Rochen playing mandolin and singing, and Tanya Ravbar-Constantino playing guitar and singing. The song is called Fragilidad, and yes, it was the song composed by Sting, in case it was familiar but unidentifiable to you. Sting, not the most well-known folk composer in the pantheon, but that song given quite a nice treatment by Noogar from Melbourne. You're listening to Come All Ye. I'll take another one from the featured album. This is Arthur's Seat, which of course is in Edinburgh, and Miss Glennie's Reel of Maybank, and Mr. Alexander Lang's Hornpipe. Featured album, Strathspey Queens 2, Alice Allen and Patsy Reed. Thank you. reminder that Strathspey Queens 2, our featured album, is based around music by William Marshall, Scottish composer, who lived from 1748 to 1833. Alice Allen playing cello, Patsy Reed playing fiddle. Some of it quite lively, and not all of it Strathspeys, of course, even though they style themselves Strathspey Queens. You're listening to Come All Ye. If you'd like to listen to it again, you can do that. Go to comeallye.com, press on an obvious blue button, and it'll take you to listen on demand or podcast, call them what you will. You can also get there by visiting the website of 2MCE, which is 2mce.org. A little more convoluted to get to the podcast of Come All Ye, but you'll still find it. There are programs going back to 2018 available for your listening pleasure. The website, comeallye.com, also includes playlists going back way back into the last century. You can't necessarily listen to the programs again, not all of them that old, but you can see what was played anyway. On we go. This is a group called Basco, Hal Parfitt Murray. We'll hear sing this one. He comes from Newcastle, in New South Wales, that is. But he hasn't lived in Newcastle for a long time. He's been living in Denmark for many years. A few of us were actually at a festival in Orkney a long time ago and caught up with him. And he was caught up with this band. He was quite startled to hear an Australian accent. He said he'd been speaking Danish and only talking to Danes for such a long time. It was a bit out of his comfort zone. I don't know whether he meant he didn't want to talk to us. That could be the case. Anyway, this is The Three Mothers, a song about the futility of war.
Sergeant with the gun, shall I make a soldier of your son? With a fine white belt and his very own hat. Old woman, wouldn't you like that? Wouldn't you like that? Hey there, old woman, wouldn't you like that? And the old woman lived in a village on the shore, and she's waited 7 long years or more, till she saw a big ship sail into the bay. Here's my son, would you clear the way, clear the way? Here comes my son, would you clear the way? Oh, Captain dear, where have you been? Have you been in the east and what have you seen? Would you tell me the truth now the news is spread? Do you sail with the living? Do you bring back the dead? Bring back the dead. Do you sail with the living? Do you bring back the dead? Comes her boy and he's got no legs, and his trousers are all folded with pegs. She's kissed him 100 times or 2, saying, glory to God, sure it can't be you, it can't be you. Glory to God, sure it can't be you. Now were you drunk or were you blind when you left your two fine legs behind? Did you walk so far in the heat of the day that you wore your two fine legs away, that you wore your two fine legs away? I wasn't drunk nor was I blind when I left my two fine legs behind. A bomb full of nails found me hiding in my hole and burned my legs to sticks of coal, and burned my legs down to sticks of coal. My boy, the old woman cried, your two fine legs were your mother's pride. Sitting in that chair won't do at all. Why didn't you run back to me from the war, to me from the war? Why didn't we both run away from the war? Proclaim, they're naught but blood and mother's pain. I'd rather have my son with a house and a bride. I'd never have paid this to have God on my side, God on my side. I'd never have paid this to have God on my side. On another coast and another day, another old mother kneels for to pray. I'd rather have my son as he used to be. I'd never have paid this just to be free, just to be free. I'd never have paid this just to be free. In another land under a colder sky, another old mother starts to cry. I'd rather have my son as he used to be than all the oil to the east of the sea, the east of the sea.
Of the Mrs. McGrath song called The Three Mothers by the Danish group Basco. Vocals provided by Hal Parfitt Murray, the Australian expatriate in that band. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE.
Thank you.
title track from an album by the Quebecois band Adviel Kupura. It's called Ménage à Quatre. They released about 4 or 5 albums, perhaps, all original compositions in the style of French and Quebecois and Breton folk music. They disbanded in, I think, around 2000, but fortunately the recordings live on. They're rather good. Adviel Kupura. The next song comes from a group called Arcadie, A-R-C-A-D-Y. Their album, Many Happy Returns. This is it started as a poem called The Boys of Barna Schroeder. It was written by Sigerson Clifford, who I think came from Cair Savine. And the vocalist in Arcadie at this time, I think, was Neve Parsons, who has a very fine voice. So, Boys of Barna Schroeder from Arcadie. Then we'll hear Arlo Guthrie with the Dillards and a song written by Arlo's dad, Woody.
Oh, the town climbs the mountain and looks out upon the sea. And sleeping time or waking, 'tis there I long to be. To walk again that kindly street, the place where life began. Ah, boys aboard a Schroeder went hunting far. With cudgels stout, we roamed about to hunt drolly. We searched for birds in every fern, from letter to dooney. We sang for joy beneath the sky. I felt no print or plan. And we boys born Schroeder a hunting far around. And when the hills were bleeding and the rifles were aflame, to the rebel homes of Kerry the Saxon stranger came. But the men who dare the oxes are to beat the black and tan. Where the boys born Schroeder a hunting for the land. And he talks to them tonight, the lads who laugh. By the groves of Carvan River, on the slopes of Beatty, John Dolly and Bat Andy, and the Sheehan's Con and Down, and the boys of Bourne Schroeder, who hunted far. Heart of London town, or over in Broadway, and Daniel left to sing their ease those boys of Bowen Shroud who hunted far land. And when the wheel of life runs down and peace comes over me, oh, lay me down in that old town between the hills and sea. I'll take my sleep in those green fields, the place my life began, where the boys of Bowen Shroud went hunting.
Here we go.
Well, the world's got seven wonders, so the travelers always tell. Some gardens and some towers, I guess we know them well. But now the greatest wonder is an Uncle Sam's fair land. From the King Columbia River, it's the great Grand Down. She heads up the Canadian Rockies where the rippling waters glide. Comes rumbling down the canyon to meet the salty tide of the wide Pacific Ocean where the sun sets in the west. In the big grand coulee country, in the land I love the best. In that mystic crystal glitter of her wild and windward spray, men had fought the pounding waters and met a watery grief. She ripped their boats to splinters, but she gave men dreams to dream of the day the coulee dam would cross that wild and wasted stream. Uncle Sam took up the challenge in the year of 33 for the farmer in the factory and for all of you and me. He said, roll along Columbia, you can ramble to your sea, but river, while you're rambling, you can do some work for me. Now in Washington and Oregon, you can hear the factories hum, making chrome and making manganese and light aluminum. And there rolls a flying fortress now to fight for Uncle Sam, spawned upon the King Columbia by the great Grand Coulee Dam. Comes rumbling down the canyon to meet the salty tide of the wide Pacific Ocean where the sun sets in the west. In the big grand coulee country, in the land I love the best. In that mystic crystal glitter of her wild and windward spray, men have fought the pounding waters and met a watery grave. She tore their boats to splinters, but she gave men dreams to dream of the day the coulee dam would cross that wild and wasted stream.
Two rather different songs there. First one, The Boys of Bowen Shroud from the Irish group Arcady, a poem written by Sigismund Clifford about boyhood in where he came from, Carrigsaveen and Kerry, boyhood through the period of the Black and Tans and up to the Irish Civil War, I guess. Bowen Shroud, a street in Carrigsaveen. Then, the Grand Coulee Dam, Arlo Guthrie, a song that Woody Guthrie composed. Well, he didn't compose the music, because that's really the Wabash Cannonball melody. But Woody Guthrie was commissioned by the Bonneville Power Administration to write a whole bunch of songs to be included in a documentary film about the building of that dam on the Columbia River, the Columbia River Ballads. And he did, wrote all these songs. Some of them are terrific too, still being sung in folk clubs and recorded by people, including his son Arlo, Grand Coulee Dam. Time for another one from the featured album. It'll be the last one we'll hear on the program from them today. Set of tunes from Alice Allen and Patsy Reed. Featured album is Strathspey Queens 2. We'll hear The Bridge of Spey, Miss Gordon Strathspey from Fockabers, and Mr. John Stewart's Reel of Bombay.
Depressed and sad, when I once was blithe and glad, I could trip about the town all trim and neatly. I was happy night and morn, but of all such joys I'm shorn, since I fell so deep in love with Sally Wheatley. And oh dear me, what am I gonna do? Sally's taken me heart away completely, and I'll never get it back, 'cause she comes with Mr. Black, and they say he's gone to marry Sally Wheatley. Well, I've never seen such a lass, and I know she liked a glass. She could toss a pot of whiskey over sweetly. Well, it's a right to take your drop if you know just when to stop. That's just the very way with Sally Wheatley. And oh dear me, what am I gonna do? Sally's taken me heart away completely, and I'll never get it back, 'cause she guns with Mr. Black, and they say he's gone to marry Sally Wheatley. How I felt, I don't know. The first time I Sally saw, in a threesome reel, she hopped about so lightly, and I might have had a chance if I'd asked her up to dance, but I was shy to speak to Sally Wheatley. And oh dear me, what am I gonna do? Sally's taken me heart away completely, and I'll never get it back, 'cause she guns with Mr. Black, and they say he's gone to marry Sally Wheatley. And so, as often is the case, you'll find others in your place if you didn't shove a heat and fettle readily. For I'd scarcely turned me back when there was Mr. Black. He was jigging round the room with Sally Wheatley. And oh dear me, what am I gonna do? Sally's taken me heart away completely, and I'll never get it back, 'cause she guns with Mr. Black, and they say he's gone to marry Sally Wheatley. Well, he must have made it right when he said I am that night. After work, dressed up, he goes to see her neatly. There's great danger in delay, or I wouldn't be sad today. If I had a heart, I'd break it for Sally Wheatley. And oh dear me, what am I gonna do? Sally's taken me heart away completely, and I'll never get it back, 'cause she guns with Mr. Black, and they say he's gone to marry Sally Wheatley. Most depressed and sad, when I once was blithe and glad, I could trip about the town all trim and neatly. I was happy night and morn, but of all such joys I'm shorn, since I fell so deep in love with Sally Wheatley. And oh dear me, what am I gonna do? Sally's taken me heart away completely, and I'll never get it back, 'cause she guns with Mr. Black, and they say he's gone to marry Sally Wheatley. I just say he's gone to marry Sally Wheatley.
Very familiar voice there, Bob Fox, who, along with his collaborator and buddy Stu Luckley, re-recorded the two albums they had recorded 30-odd years ago or more, because of a slight dispute about who owned what, they weren't able to re-release those old albums, so they just recorded the whole lot again, and I think it came out better. Yes, for all concerned, except possibly the person who owned the original copyrights. But that's a story for another day. We heard Sally Wheatley, and before that, the final track in today's program from the featured album. We heard The Bridge of Spey, Miss Gordon Strathspey from Fockaburras, and Mr. John Stewart's Reel of Bombay, played by Alice Allen, playing cello, and Patsy Reed on fiddle, who perform as Strathspey Queens. And the album was Strathspey Queens 2, music associated with and probably all composed by William Marshall. Thank you for your company today. We'll go out with a set of Scottish 3/4 time pipe marches, just to be a little different, played on cittern, bouzouki and tenor guitar by the wonderful Kevin MacLeod, who's a terribly clever musician with strings. He's great. We'll hear we might hear Lochinside. We'll see whether we're too far into the track. Lochinside, Lochmarie, Heroes of Victoria and Heroes of St. Valery pipe marches. Thank you again. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. Thank you. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.